Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. As we approach God's Word, let's take a prayerful breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Listen to God's Word this day.
Please join me in our unison prayer for illumination. Let us pray. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Spirit, Holy God, that we might hear and receive the message you intend for us today. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. Let's listen to what the Spirit says to the church. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs in our own languages? We hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. And listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So as I already said, we've said a few times now, today is the day of Pentecost. And it's always fitting that we combine here at First Presbyterian, we always try to have Confirmation Sunday with the day of Pentecost. Because this is a day where we remember that God's Spirit is moving through the world, breaking through expectations, lighting our hearts on fire, and creating a new kind of community, just like that first Pentecost. On that first Pentecost, the Spirit empowered ordinary people, people of every age, background, and language, to speak God's love and promise in their own voices, in ways that the world had never heard before, and yet they were still able to understand each other. That same Spirit is alive here and now, in this community of faith, and in the lives of our young people, our confirmation students. Today, we will witness our students claiming the faith that has been handed down through generations, not just as something they've learned in Sunday school or faith formation, or something that they were told by their parents or mentors, but faith that they are now claiming as their own, faith that is honest, heartfelt, and faithful. There is something holy about hearing the faith of our young people. It is a faith that is tested by questions, doubts, and real life. A faith that is still being shaped and reshaped by experiences, by community, by the stories that we hear in the Bible, and of course, by the Spirit's nudging. In just a few moments, you're going to hear excerpts from each of the students' statements of faith, statements that they wrote for themselves, that they then professed before the session. You will not hear a doctrinal checklist or a perfect summary of Reformed faith, because it's something much deeper. This is a living profession drawn from real hopes, struggles, wonderings, and personal encounters with God. As you listen to these statements this day, notice the movement of the Spirit, not just in what the students say, but in really who they are. This is the faith of our church, alive and growing, passed from one generation to the next. So with gratitude, awe, and joy, I invite you to listen with open hearts to our confirmation class of 2024-2025 as they proclaim their faith before us.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Bryan. I'm in ninth grade at Emmaus High School. In life and death, not only do we belong to the Lord, but we're also taken care of by him. I believe in the Lord's Trinity is three components of God's love that work their way into our daily lives. God is love, the feeling you get when you hug a family member you haven't seen in a long time, or when you are enjoying nature. That is God's power and God's love coursing through you. I believe in God because I have experienced him numerous times, and everyone in this room has too. The connection I feel to God, even though I haven't gone to church every Sunday, or the fact that I am a sinner, proves to me there is so much more to his love than just showing to others your devotion.
Good morning. My name is Christopher Longyear. I'm an eighth grader at Iron Middle School. I believe in God being the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe God is way more than just an entity or a being. I believe God is a protector of Earth and its inhabitants, believers or not. We define God this way because he is so much more than just a being. He is omnipresent in people and everything. It would be foolish just to call him the Father or just God. He is the Father, a rule maker who, during biblical times, was seen as the wisest person in the family. He is the Son, kind and willing to listen and do things when needed to. And he is the Holy Spirit, the driving force of people and the light that guides them. I think the Holy Trinity are the weavers of the Christian faith and its values and principles.
Good morning. My name is Connor Cernowski, and I'm a ninth grader at Southern Lehigh. I believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I believe we define God as the Trinity because each part of the Trinity shows us a part of God. I believe the three parts stand to show that God the Creator, the Savior, and the Spirit is always with us. I believe in God because I think that he is always active in our world and guides me, my family, and friends. They're not only the good times, but he is there in times when you need him most. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he is the Messiah. He died on the cross for our sins and shows us that death is not the end. He rose again and now promises life beyond death. I believe that the Holy Spirit is a gift given to us from God to help us make good decisions in our life and provide us Christians with guidance.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Daniel Prosser. I'm in eighth grade at Iron Middle School. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the human manifestation of God and the Holy Spirit, and he came to earth to save humanity from themselves. I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, which means that he was anointed as the Savior of humanity. He helped us turn away from sin and turn towards a life of goodness and wholesomeness. I believe that we must heed this example that he set. And while on earth, Jesus taught the word of God, performed miracles, and helped the poor, sick, and elderly. He taught a message of justice, love, and forgiveness. I seriously believe that everyone should follow that pathway in life. Jesus is, in my own view, the consummate example of a good person. He is who I keep in mind when I go throughout my day and make choices.
Hello, I'm Anna Pelea, and I'm in 8th grade at Springhouse Middle School. I believe that the Holy Spirit is who guides me in making good choices, guides me in not making poor choices, and pulls me in the direction of what I feel like I should be doing. In the movie Moana, there is a part where Moana feels like she's being called to the ocean. She can't really explain why the pull is so strong, but she feels to follow it. I feel like this is how the Holy Spirit works. Sometimes I don't understand why I get such a strong feeling about doing something, but I do. One example is the high school church trip for Kentucky this summer. A part of me is very nervous about leaving my mom for so long, but a bigger part of me is telling me that I should go. This is a whole new experience for me, but I feel like I just know that I'm supposed to be there. I think this is the Holy Spirit guiding and pulling me.
Hello, my name is Sophia, and I'm an 8th grader at Orfield Middle School. I believe the Holy Spirit is God's presence with us today, guiding, comforting, and strengthening us. I believe the Holy Spirit reminds us we are never alone. I once felt the Holy Spirit working in me during a worship service. Through the music, I felt completely surrounded by peace, joy, and love. In that moment, I knew God was close, and I could feel the Spirit alive in me. I believe baptism welcomes us into God's family, and the Lord's Supper reminds us of Jesus' sacrifice and love.
My name is Paige Hamilton. I'm in 8th grade at Northampton Middle School. My Gigi always used to say, "God loves you and so do I," to my brothers and me. She reminded me that God will always love me through the good times and the bad, that He's always there for us. My Gigi's words are similar to the Bible verse Joshua 1, verse 9. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I believe God sent His only Son to lead us and show us how to live. Jesus sets an example of what it is to be a Christian and how to treat people right. I know that the Holy Spirit is always around me, so I don't need to look far to feel the love of God.
Hi, my name is Madeline Prosser. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to Iron Middle School. The Bible is the Word of God. It's a living guide that speaks into my life, revealing the past, who God is, and how I'm called to live. The Bible tells us that being a disciple of Christ means more than just believing in Him. It means to follow His example, living out the teachings into everyday life. One of my favorite Bible verses is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls." This really sits with me because it shows me that with trusting God, He will do things that we cannot.
Good morning. My name is Julia Sherino. I'm in 9th grade at Parkland High School. I believe that the Bible is a sacred word of God. I feel that the Bible can be interpreted differently for everyone who reads it. I think this is because God has different things to say to different people. The Bible is more than a book to me. It's a source of wisdom and comfort that speaks to people. First Presbyterian Church of Allentown has helped me do so by showing me that expressing love, acceptance, peace, and peace in the world is how to live through God. I choose to accept confirmation at First Presbyterian Church of Allentown because I feel welcomed and loved here. Every 8:45 service opens my mind to new ways of thinking and living how God wants me to live. And it always gives me new opportunities to meet new people and catch up with old ones.
Hi, my name is Sonia Kim, and I'm in 8th grade at Orfield Middle School. Justice means treating everyone fairly and standing up for people who are being left out or hurt, just like Jesus did. Mission is helping others with love, whether it's in my neighborhood or somewhere far away. Evangelism means sharing the message of Jesus, not just by talking about it, but being kind and showing love through my actions. Faith formation is how I grow in my relationship with God by praying, going to church, and learning more about the Bible. Fellowship means being part of a church community where we support each other and grow in faith together.
Good morning. My name is Sophia Cheever. I'm in 8th grade at Springhouse Middle School. I believe in God because of my grandmother and mother. A short story I have of my mother informing me of God was when we were driving somewhere and we heard sirens. And she said, "Whenever you hear sirens, always close your hands and pray to God and say, 'I hope everyone is okay.' This will always stay with me, even in my old age. The Holy Spirit is alive through a good cause we provide. like when my family invited a man to be with us at Easter dinner when he couldn't be with his family.
Hi, I'm Grace Cooper. I'm in 9th grade at Salem. I feel like God has blessed me a lot, especially with the family I was blessed with, my parents and extended family. My extended family live in Canada, so I really appreciate the short visits we get once a year. We usually visit them in the first week of August when they are at their cottage. I enjoy the dinners we all have together where we get to talk and laugh and just enjoy spending time together. I feel like I can feel God's presence at the cottages with my family, and it is next to the lake, and if you block out everything else and listen to the waves, it just feels peaceful. My relationship with God is good, but of course it can be better. I would like to join the church as a member because I think it is the next big step in growing closer to God.
Hello, my name is Bella Lakatosh. I'm in 8th grade at Northwestern Lehigh Middle School. I would like to be confirmed at First Presbyterian Church. I would like to be confirmed because I believe that God is one person who makes numerous decisions, and whichever one we choose to do helps figure out our outcome in life. When someone is having a hard time, make sure you let them know that you can be a safe place in places that they don't feel safe at all, and that they can always talk to you if they need. I want to join the church because I grew up here, and everyone has practically seen me grow up. I also have family here if I ever need a safe space to go.
My name is Rebecca Grum, and I'm in 9th grade at Southern Lehigh. I have been going to church since I can remember. However, for a while, church was just a weekly obligation I had to go to. Now, church is a safe place I enjoy going to each week. I pay attention in service and soak up the scripture and sermon. My relationship with God gets closer each day. Through this process of confirmation, I've learned so much about God and my beliefs about God. We live in a Christian community to surround each other with people that share our faith and beliefs. By joining the church, I'm committed to be involved in church activities, continuing to learn more about the Bible and my faith, and helping with mission projects. I'm committed to being a part of this church and helping others with their faith. I will pray with others and for our church community. I will attend church regularly, and I pledge to be a disciple of God and share his word.
Friends, what we have just witnessed today is nothing short of a Pentecost of our own time. The Spirit speaking through each of our students, weaving together their voices into one proclamation of faith. Some words that we heard might have felt familiar to us, and other words might have felt new, wonderfully new. Some of the stories were joyful, and others were honest about struggle and searching. But all of them together remind us that faith is not finished. It is living and it is growing and it is always being renewed. Confirmation is not an ending, and I hope our students remember that. Confirmation is not an ending. It's the Spirit's invitation to keep growing, to ask new questions, to share your gifts with this community, to make mistakes, to forgive and be forgiven, and to keep showing up, both for God and for one another. Today, our students have not just professed their faith, they have reminded all of us of the beauty and power of a church that welcomes questions, that honors stories, and makes room for everyone. On this Pentecost day, may we receive the words we heard as a gift and a calling. And so to our confirmation students, thank you. Thank you for sharing your faith with us and leading us in God's word this morning. To our confirmation mentors and parents, thank you for encouraging a faith that is real and authentic in the lives of our young people. To our entire church community, thank you for listening and for making room for a faith that is honest and growing. And above all else, thank you to the Spirit, who is always doing a new thing. May you continue to set this church on fire with love, hope, and joy. We are imperfect people striving to live God's love in the way of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. We hope you'll join us for worship on Sunday morning. For more information about our congregation and our ministries, please contact the church office. Now go in peace.